Dear friends, today is the 24th day of Tishrei Tufshin Pei Dalad. It's the 9th of October, 2023. It is a time of excruciating pain, of great difficulty for us as individuals, as part of the Jewish people. We're reeling from the staggering losses of the past hours. For those of us who are in Chutz La'aretz, today is the first day that we're processing this after 2 days of Yontif. The loss of the precious lives, the concern, our deep concern for those who are held captives, our broken hearts for those who are injured, thinking about shattered communities, people all across Israel, Eretz Yisrael, the state of Israel, the land of Israel, whose hearts are broken at this hour. And of course, our thoughts and our tefillos are with those in the IDF, and the various branches of the armed forces who are serving in the security services to protect Am Yisrael at this time. So what can we do? So there are many things, I am certain. But one thing that we can do as a Kollel community, as a community of Talmud Torah who is connected to Eretz Yisrael, is to invest some time in special Torah, in the merit for an aliyah and the neshama of those who have passed away, as a merit for the zechus of refuah shalema for those who are injured, and for the pidyon shvuyim, for the return, the healthy return of the captives. And of course, ultimately, to bring us closer to Klal Yisrael, to Knesset Yisrael, and to the Geula, we can learn Torah. But this is not just any Torah. This is a special Torah. And our plan is to learn a piece of this special Torah, a little spark of this special Torah, every day from now until the shloshim of this most horrific attack this past Shabbos Kodesh, the worst loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust, Rachmana Litzlan, with all of its repercussions and implications. We're going to learn a special type of Torah, the Torah of Am Yisrael. What do I mean by that? We know that for nearly 2,000 years, Jews were scattered across the world. We were in Gullus, in exile, and that exile meant many things, and one of those elements of being in exile has meant that we were scattered into pratim, into individuals. And even if we gathered as a collective, we were just a collective of individuals. We weren't one nation. But in the past 100+ years, with the awakening of the return to the land of Israel, we have seen not just the return to the land, but to the return of a concept of Am Yisrael, the Jewish people as a nation, as a whole. And the land of Israel is that glue which keeps the Knesset Yisrael, the Am Yisrael, together. It's a place that is the organic space that really nourishes this general concept called Am Yisrael, the people of Israel as a whole. That's what we see in our day. And it's true not just on a physical level of how we exist, but it's also a Torah. There's a Torah of Gullus, which is the Torah of individuals, which is valuable and precious and amazing. It's the observance of individuals, but then there is the observance of the Klal, of Am Yisrael, and that's true for the Torah. There's a Torah of Am Yisrael, and that is something that we need to continue to reveal in our day, the day, the time, the era, despite all of these terrible tragedies, that we still must feel the light of Am Yisrael, the light of Geula, which is shining forth, even peeking through in the most darkest times. Who is one of the great illuminators of the Torah, of the light of Am Yisrael? It's Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk. And Rav Kuk has a magnificent, amazing explanation in his commentary on the Siddur, a collection of teachings of Rav Kuk in the Olas Riyah. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek la'olam haba. Here is our Am Yisrael Torah for today. All of the Jewish people have a chelek, a portion, in the world to come. What does it mean, says Rav Kuk, this phrase, that all Jewish people have a portion in the world to come, like the teachings of the Mishnah and Sanhedrin that we quote here in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, which is where Rav Kuk puts it in his commentary on the Siddur. He says, Kol Yisrael, Kol Ha'uma Kula, the entire nation, in one entity, Bachativa Achas, Neshama Achas, one soul, Meireshis, Va'ar Achris, from the beginning to the end, from the beginning of time of the Jewish people until the end. Mirom, Mirom, Hagova, Shana, Shama, Yosra, Yona, from the highest, most spiritually elevated people to the bottom, to the lowest. Kulam ba'achdus achas heim kshurim. We are all connected in this metaphysical entity that we call Am Yisrael. We're one giant soul. That soul is Olam Haba. It is connected to the Pnimius, the inner part of every Jew that's connected, all of us together. V'kulam yeshlem chelek liolam haba. To the extent, says Rav Kook, that we connect ourselves through our identity, through our thoughts, through our actions, to this klal kulo. Each pratius hanefashios shall call yachid, each one of us individually, that we connect to the klal kulo, kain meir or olam haba. To each one of us illuminates the light of the world to come. Kol Yisrael yeshlem chelek leolam haba. It's not just the pshat that each Jew, we have a spark, an inner pintaliyid that will merit the world to come. No, kol Yisrael chelek yeshlem chelek leolam haba. Each Jew right now, we have a portion of the world to come because we are part of Am Yisrael. We are part of Netzach Yisrael. And that is olam haba. That is the light of the world to come in our lives today. Let us continue to connect to the Torah of Am Yisrael and bring out the light of the Geula that we should see, the coming of Mashiach, the Geula, the healing of all of the broken hearts and the broken lives. B'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.